I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers in Iran need to be covered in your prayers. While God's family continues to grow in the oppressed nation, Leedy Young with Words of Hope says that government crackdown persists.
We continue to hear reports of government inquiries and people being called in for questioning about alleged Christian activities.
Spiritual hunger in Iran continues to cause many to turn away from Islam, but conversion is a serious offense that could result in capital punishment, forcing many believers underground. Words of Hope offers encouragement to Iranian Christians through broadcasts in the Farsi language. Pray for God's protection over Irani Christians. Next, North Korea is accusing the U.S. and South Korea of trying to provoke a nuclear war with upcoming joint military drills. Even as the tensions escalate, the World Evangelical Alliance is issuing a call to prayer for the Christians in North Korea. Believers are considered political subversives and are harshly punished, often executed. Pray that God will sustain His church. And Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Straver says Academy Award-winning Slumdog Millionaire paints an accurate picture of Indian slums. Despite the poor conditions, Mission India has ministered to many living in the slums through children's Bible clubs and adult literacy programs.
In the past 6 months, more than 30,000 children have come to Christ through our ministries to children in slums, and actually more than 30,000 of their parents also came to Christ. These people are generally living without much hope, but when they receive the gospel and the friendship of a local Christian, life can really dramatically change for them.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.